Well, I think that the president is, especially as this second term has come around, the president is very much spiritual. Spiritual is a personal relationship with God, meaning that he is in tune to the voice of God. He knows that those two-time assassination attempts was not a coincidence nor an accident, that the hand of God through the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit guided thwarted those assassination attempts that was designed to kill him in the natural. And as I said to the president, right after that happened, that no weapon formed against you will prosper.
And we break the power. We break the power of the homosexual, lesbian spirits that are trying to ruin our children and ruin this nation. Get down from there. We sit by the throne. You are under our feet.
To say no to President Trump would be saying no to God.
I declare that President Trump will overcome every strategy from hell and every strategy of the enemy.
It is God that raises up a king. It is God that sets one down. And so when you fight against the plan of God, you're fighting against the hand of God.
I'm to the place right now, if you vote Democrat, I don't even want you around this church. You can get out. You can get out, you demon. You can get out, you baby butchering election thief. You cannot be a Christian and vote Democrat in this nation. I don't care how mad that makes you. You get pissed off as you want to. You cannot be a Christian and vote Democrat in this nation. They are God-denying demons that butcher babies and hate this nation. They hate this nation. Get mad all you want to. I don't care if you stand. I don't care if you throw tomatoes, praise God. I'm about to throw a microphone up in his house. CNN can eat my dirty socks. You cannot be a Democrat and a Christian. You cannot. Somebody say amen. The rest of you, get out. Get out. Get out in the name of Jesus. I ain't playing your stupid games.
Colorful, aren't they? Those were the voices in order of appearance of pastors Mark Burns, Kenneth Copeland, Paula White, and Greg Locke, all speaking from their respective pulpits. What do those four have in common? They are evangelicals and, well, there are many more exactly like them who have been and continue to be devoted supporters of Donald Trump. These are the individuals, with again many more exactly like them, who have proclaimed Donald Trump to be a man of God even. And I selected those four to share with you because collectively they present the full spectrum of how Trump-supporting pastors use their pulpit for their purpose, which, of course, is to praise and even idolize Donald Trump. Are these people speaking with any heavenly authority? Well, not according to Jesus, who in John chapter 8, verse 29 says this, "And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him." The main course of action for these individuals is to fit God's word to a specific person, which is the complete opposite of what the Bible instructs us to do. Jesus in Matthew chapter 15, verses 8 and 9, reveals exactly who these people are. "These people will draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." The Word of God is not, and I repeat, is not supposed to fit a person. It's the person who needs to fit the Word of God. Let's go to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This is where God instructs Joshua, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make yourself prosperous, and then you will have good success." We have James adding to that wisdom in James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does." You heard rather blatantly in that audio I started with how there are many in the pulpit who seek to divide. That, of course, is not what the church is designed to allow or encourage. Paul tells us this in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 14. For as the body is one and has many members, but all members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact the body is not one member, but many. These pastors even use prayer for their purposes, which brings about a question. If they're behaving ungodly, as well as teaching ungodly, will God respond to their prayers? Answer to that is found in John chapter 9, verse 31. Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him. So why am I bringing attention to the pastors I highlighted at the beginning of this teaching? It's to help you understand that just because they have a lofty platform, even fame, their ungodly acts aren't exclusive to the level that they exist on. An ungodly pastor can just as easily exist in a small town church as he or she can in a major city megachurch. If something doesn't make sense or feel right at the church you're attending, determine whether that person speaking from the pulpit reflects what we read in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 3 through 5. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, into the doctrine, which accords with godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions, useless wrangling of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such withdraw yourselves. John in 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, actually makes this the righteous thing to do on your part. Reading here, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. We as followers in faith of Jesus have the light of God within us. And obviously, these troubling times that we're in, that light will bring us through what we're watching unfold. And Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, foretold, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will hear up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables.